Here are 10 no-cost ideas that you might just find make your Christmas celebration a bit more joyful this year. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Let's try some of these. First, forgive someone. The greatest gift from God is that we're forgiven, but it comes with a price. We must also forgive. Number two, call someone. You've been meaning to pick up the phone and call a friend all year, but somehow other things have always gotten in the way. We all have busy lives. We all suffer from time famine, but now is the time to do it. Pick up the phone right now and call someone. Number three, the Christmas celebration won't be perfect. Even with all of the planning and stress, something is going to go wrong. Something will be forgotten, and someone will get on your nerves. Don't stress. Christmas will be wonderful, just not perfect. Number four, be patient with your relatives. Relatives and fish have one thing in common. After 3 days, they both stink. Try to remember the good things and be patient with those things that bother you. Christmas celebrations end, and your patience at all those things that irritate you will long be forgotten come January. Number five, visit someone. An elderly friend or relative in the nursing home or assisted living facility would love a visit at the holidays. A neighbor whose spouse died this year would love someone to reminisce with, even for just a few minutes. Number six, offer a random act of kindness. I love stories of people who randomly pay for kids' toys in the store's layaway department to the amazement of parents. Paying for the latte of the person next in line at Starbucks, being a secret Santa for a kid whose name you got on the giving tree, and being rewarded and bringing joy. Number seven, spend some time with the less fortunate. Volunteer to help out at a shelter, food pantry, St. Vincent de Paul, or a Salvation Army center. Number eight, help someone close to you with money. That relative that's unemployed, widowed, or has fallen on hard times could use some money for gifts for their kids, or to pay the rent or the utility bills. One less gift for your family can help another family have something. Number nine, make worship part of your Christmas. Attend Mass on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. It's one of the highlights of my celebration. To this day, my eyes tear when we sing the refrain, "Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord." And number 10, share the story of Christ's birth. Young children love to hear the nativity story. Find some time to share the story of Jesus' birth with them. If you have a nativity set in your home, use it to share the story with the youngest child, placing the statue of Jesus in the manger. I hope these ideas are helpful and may trigger some even better ideas that you might share with each other. Let's all try to have a Christmas with less stress and more joy. This is Tony Agnese.